These are the weekly security stories from Daily Tech News Show for the week ending February 5th, 2021. I'm Tom Merritt. A group of Google's senior engineers proposed a set of new norms for critical open source software to help avoid supply chain attacks. These norms would include no unilateral changes to code, with changes requiring a review by two independent parties and authentication of participants. In the post proposing the norms, Google said these changes would be more onerous and therefore will meet some resistance. Google delisted and will proactively disable the popular Chrome extension The Great Suspender, as it contains malware. The extension, which put excessive Chrome tabs into a sleep mode to save memory, was sold to an unknown party last year, and version 7.1.8 contains an exploit that could let remote code run without a user's knowledge. The security company Netscat warned that Plex media servers are being used to amplify DDoS attacks using a UDP port exposed when the server adds a NAT forwarding rule. Researchers found more than 27,000 servers with exposed ports, some already being used in DDoS campaigns. A new report by Canada's Privacy Commission found Clearview AI's facial recognition database to be illegal mass surveillance and has sent a letter of intention to the company telling it to cease services in the country and delete Canadian faces. Clearview has not operated in Canada since July due to the investigation and says it will allow Canadians to opt out of the database but will challenge the determination in court. Five sources told Reuters that a second flaw in software made by SolarWinds was exploited by attackers to access U.S. government computers at the National Finance Center, which operates payroll for multiple U.S. government agencies, including the FBI, State Department, Homeland Security, and Treasury. A government spokesperson said there was no data breach, just an attack. The attackers used infrastructure and tools known to be deployed by Chinese-backed actors. SolarWinds says it is aware of a single customer compromised by a second set of attackers, but had not found anything conclusive on who was responsible. This flaw is separate from one discovered previously that was exploited by groups linked to Russia. It appears the second attack gained access but did not plant a backdoor. It just gained network access some other way, then exploited SolarWinds software once inside the network to spread. The new flaw was patched in December. Security researchers at TrustWave have discovered three vulnerabilities in products sold by SolarWinds, which have been patched before anyone could exploit them. More details on those will be announced February 9th. Security researcher Matthew Hickey disclosed that a 10-year-old vulnerability recently found in the Sudo utility could also impact macOS with very minor modifications. Last week, researchers at Qualys found the bug could allow low-privileged user root access, but they had only tested it in Linux systems at that point. Apple released iCloud Passwords, a Chrome extension to make passwords stored in the iCloud keychain available on the Chrome browser. The extension is available for Chrome on Windows as well as macOS, with passwords created using the extension on Windows syncing to iCloud. A new feature in the iOS 14.5 developer beta will allow for unlocking a device with Face ID while wearing a face mask. The feature requires wearing a paired and unlocked Apple Watch, with users getting a haptic buzz on the watch when they unlock their phone. Users can also lock their phone from the watch. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.